There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I want to talk to him about the relationship now between Boko Haram and ISIS. I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, and you wrote about it in the Huffington Post this week. The Boko Haram group pledged allegiance to the Islamic State of to ISIS. Let's get down to the bottom line here. Why? What's the story with that? What are they trying to prove?
Well, I think there have been affiliates pledge in Libya, Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, etc. And I think, it's sort of like, the hot Hollywood star. Everybody wants to hitch their wagon to them. And I think that the reason they're hot in the jihad world is because they actually hold territory, and they're what a lot of jihad groups would like to do in their own region is to set up an Islamic state that, where they have Sharia law, which is the conservative Islamic law. So I think because they've had these battlefield successes and they've set up this caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, other groups want to use their name to get funding, attract fighters from other countries, et cetera. And this is much like happened after 9/11 with al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the hot commodity among Islamist groups, and so the same thing happened. We had a lot of al-Qaeda affiliates, al-Qaeda in Iraq, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, et cetera.
What sick stuff this is. So ISIS is a threat.
Yes, it's sort of like dark marketing, but of course ISIS is an expert at videos and marketing and that sort of thing. And it really proves that the old adage that there is no bad publicity when you're chopping people's heads off, burning people in cages, and you're getting reinforced by all the media attention. Of course, you're going to do even more heinous things, and you're going to attract followers in other countries which want to sponge off your publicity. So it's sort of a dark downward spiral.
All right, so do we have anything to worry about? We're not doing anything about ISIS. We're not doing anything really about Boko Haram. I say we, the international community. So these people are going to keep growing. Will they attract enough? There's supposedly 20,000 in ISIS now. I don't know how many in Boko Haram. But they seem to be unstoppable, mostly because nobody's doing anything about it. Am I right?
Well, I think actually, unfortunately, and we're not really doing much about Boko Haram. We're training some of the other countries' militaries around that area. And I think that's actually probably the best response. Unfortunately, we're trying to do that in Syria and Iraq, and we're having there's been a little bit of success on the ground, with the Iraqi forces beating back ISIS a little bit. But the problem is we've got another as a result of our invasion of Iraq, Iran has become the big power in that region, and they're supporting militias, and those are the ones that are really effective in fighting ISIS, not the Iraqi military, which we trained for 10 years. So, unfortunately, we do have some forces on the ground, and that's what you really need is local forces on the ground. Even U.S. troops, as good as they are, they don't know the area, they don't know the intelligence,
that was the problem.
They don't know the culture, etc. So you really need local or regional troops.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, so we did things a little backwards, upside down, inside out, as we get started here. Wednesday, the 11th of March, Doug Stephan, in this hour of the program, in-depth, Ivan Elin there with the situation as it exists for those who are trying to figure out what's going on in Iraq. Iraqi forces advancing on Tikrit in the last, 24 hours or so, Kenny? Military says it's sealed off the hometown of Saddam Hussein. That's how we got to know Tikrit. I always wondered whether that was how you pronounced it, T-I-K-R-I-T. At least that's how you spell it in English. How do they pronounce it? Isn't it always amazing? This is an Arabic town, and the name is Arabic. So in Arabic, is it pronounced Tikrit? Or is it pronounced Ramzat?
In the last 24 hours, I've heard Tikrit and Tikrit.
Tikrit, yeah, but you haven't heard it pronounced. Did anybody on Al Jazeera pronounce it in Arabic? Does it sound, is there a T, is there an I, is there a K, is there whatever? What's the equivalent of all of this in Arabic would be my question.
I don't speak Arabic, I don't know.
That's your next assignment.
All right, I'm on it.
All right, Ken and Doug and you with now Mrs. Clinton in the focus. I have said this for the record, on the record, off the record, I think that this is much ado about nothing. A lot of people have taken to Facebook and said I was full of old shoes. Matter of fact, what do you have? This is probably the number one thing in terms of social media, is it not? Comments on the email controversy? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
So what are people saying?
Susan says, this is just one more thing that makes me wonder if the House of Cards was fashioned after the Clintons.
They didn't bump, they didn't do what they... Not that they wouldn't have. They didn't do what the House of Cards did, as Spacey and his wife did as vice president and wife, to get rid of the president. But it's popular. That's really... if you haven't seen that show, something worth spending a little bit of time on. It's a very compelling show. You get an eerie, strange feeling wondering whether or not, other than how the president was taken care of that way, how to get him out of office, but the comings and goings of people in Washington, sort of the grab-ass technology or grab-ass thinking of how things, but you look around, you think, yeah, that's the way we seem to find ourselves being governed by people who don't know what they're doing. Really? Duh. All right, next.
Paul says the right is just trying to scandalize Hillary Clinton before she announces officially that she's running for president.
Won't it be something else if Hillary says she's not running? And if Hillary says she's not running, a Republican will be president. What do you think of that prediction? There is not a Democrat.
I can't imagine that she's not going to run.
No, I can't either. But I'm just saying, if she didn't, for whatever the reason, there is no Democrat that will win. Okay, so what else?
Rennie says, she lied and broke the law again. How is this not a big deal? She could be the next president, and lying and breaking the law are not okay for anyone, let alone the president.
They're not okay. Look at the guy who's in there now. He's still there, and that's what his stock and trade is. I fully complied with every rule I was governed by. That was pretty much the essence of the 20-minute news conference yesterday, right?
Right.
I did what I was supposed to do. Nothing more, nothing less. What other comments do you have?
Jan says, no matter what I or anyone else thinks is not going to change what Hillary did or the results of that action. If we stop giving her so much attention, maybe she'll go away.
Yep. Not likely, but yes. The first part of that, I agree. Second part of it, she's not going anywhere. Next.
Valerie says, aren't there more important things and issues to worry about, like ISIS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have thought that. So here is Hillary actually talking about the controversy. I said you could summarize it, and I fully complied with every rule I was governed by, but here's a little bit more extrapolation on that, with her basically, saying the same thing.
When I got to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department, because I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and for my personal emails instead of two. Looking back, it would have been better if I'd simply used a second email account and carried a second phone, but at the time, this didn't seem like an issue. Second, the vast majority of my work emails went to government employees at their government addresses, which meant they were captured and preserved immediately on the system at the State Department. Third, after I left office, the State Department asked former secretaries of state for our assistance in providing copies of work-related emails from our personal accounts. I responded right away and provided all my emails that could possibly be work-related, which totaled roughly 55,000 printed pages, even though I knew that the State Department already had the vast majority of them.
All right, so Hillary says she didn't do anything wrong. You buying it, Kenny?
I don't. There seems to be a lot of confusion about when this became a law or even policy that government employees had to have used the .gov email addresses. So I don't know what the official ruling on that is.
Well, as I say, for those who don't like the Clintons and those who don't like Democrats and those who don't like Mrs. Clinton, then you have something to run with. If you do like her, you say what she just said made sense. I'm not covering it over. I'm not telling you one way or another whether I think it's right or wrong. I'm just saying ISIS, as far as I'm concerned, is a lot more important than this. That's why we started this segment with Ivan Elin talking about what's going on with the ISIS group. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to Guns80.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
This for a while. Thought it would be appropriate for us to go back to this week in 1976 for a review of the top five songs, just for fun. Starting with a song Gary Wright made very popular called Dreamweaver. It was the number five song this week in 1976. Let's get a little piece of this review.
Riding high through the starry skies, maybe to an astral plane.
All right, forget this memory in our mind, right?
Help me.
Yep.
There. So, all right, so that's
and I'm
Gary.
Excited to get to number four, so let's
all
get
right.
done.
Let's go. Number four from this week, 1976. Eagles. It's a good song. It will have either made it to number one by this time or it will go to number one. This is one of the great tunes. The Eagles got such a great repertoire.
Wow.
This is one of the
awesome.
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 Awesome, Richie.
Yeah.
Making love. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, making money. All your money making love.
Had a couple of martinis once.
In our head. It's a good variety of music from this week in 1976. Number three song goes to the Miracles. Smokey.
No Smokey.
No Smokey. Miracles by himself. This is Love Machine Part 1, not to be confused with Love Machine Part 2.
I think it's high time for you. Whenever I think of you, my mind goes up. When I look in your eyes, my meter starts to rise, and I become confused. My thoughts are twisted cruise when I'm standing next to you.
Nice. Right?
Yeah, good song.
Okay, from the Miracles. Number two song belongs to Eric Carmen, who is the lead songer of the Rat Lee song. What are you doing?
Just wanted to see if you'd notice.
There's no difference between those two songs.
Oh, no. I feel the tears are going to start right now.
All by myself, Eric Carmen. You're talking about me or you? What, because we're all by ourselves? Eric Carmen had been the lead singer of the Raspberries and created a big hit with this. What are you clapping your hands for?
Snapping.
Why?
Judge this song up a little bit. It's depressing.
It is depressing.
All right, let's
all right, let's get to number one.
Yeah.
Another long. What are you playing this for? Are you trying to test me?
No.
This is not December 1963.
It sure isn't.
It is not.
Is that what the number one song is supposed to be?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody wrapped up the wrong song for me. Hold on a minute.
Nice.
I can get here for you.
All right. I just want us to know and tell people that we know what the real story is. Probably if I had gone along with you, nobody would have known the difference. I would have known the difference. And this program is all about the truth. Whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us all.
Oh, what a night.
Four seasons, number one. Crank it up, Richie.
Late December back in 63.
What a great show. Not a good show.
Yeah, it's
Broadway.
An awesome show.
I did not go to see the Motown.
So
which I
good.
Wanted to see. That's a good one too.
Oh no, I'm talking about Jersey Boys.
But there are a lot of these. The Mamma Mia show is good.
That's a good
Four
one.
Seasons good.
I want to see the Elvis one too, with the music of Lieber and Stoller.
Yeah.
I haven't seen. Is that around now?
I think it's still around.
I'd like to see it. I would like to see that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have it. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver, number 5. Eagles, Take It to the Limit, number 4. Miracles, Love Machine, number 3. Garrett Carmen, All by Myself, number 2. And The Seasons, 4, with December 1963. Number 1, this week, 1976.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and $314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down.
Let's keep our thoughts moving here. 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. 10 days away from the first full day of springtime. Does that affect what you're doing today? How you're thinking? What's going on? Maybe not. 888-302-3684 can tap into our large pool of knowledge here. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen in this hour in depth on the Apple system. The Apple system. What is the Apple? The Apple system is to do as many intelligent things as you can and make as much money as is possible. I think that's the Apple system, and it seems to be working quite well for them. All the focus on the watch is being touted by the folks at Apple, unveiling their first major new product since the iPad earlier this week, the Apple Watch wearable device, retailing at $349. This is a watch that can cost you up to $10,000, depending on what you're doing. Is it going to become one of those status things more than a usable thing? What's the difference? What are you getting for technology in a $349 Apple Watch versus a $10,000 Apple Watch, Kenny?
Well, I think the one that goes into five figures is made out of gold.
Is it really?
I don't know if
that's really what it is. Really?
Yeah, the pictures I've seen make it look like that it's a gold watch. I'm not. You have to have an iPhone to be able to use the Apple Watch.
Really?
So I don't have an iPhone. I'm not interested in making that kind of an investment with the watch. You know, that's...
Well, $349 is nothing to sneeze at either.
On its own, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had a really nice watch given to me for was it birthday or Christmas? And it was... It's a beautiful watch. And it's... I think it was about 100... I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking it was $150, $160. And it's just a wonderful watch. Good looking, runs well. So you can pack a lot into 100, especially with the technology the way it is today. You can pack a lot. Well, they have the old Timex watches, which are as reliable as you can imagine. You can buy them for 12 or 14 bucks, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a fitness tracker. is a chip for making wireless payments. It still requires a connection, as Kenny said, to the iPhone. So, okay, does that make it worth all that dough? To them, their products are like a printing press for money. That's really... And Samsung, which is... I'm just starting to use my Samsung smartphone now. I've had it for quite a while. I'm just now just figuring out how it all works and fits in with what I do and how I use technology. They're putting their free ad-supported music streaming service, Milk Music, online for anybody who wants to use it. That's another technological breakthrough and announcement this week. Milk Music began with a database of 13 million songs, lets you choose from 200 present radio stations, creates your own playlist if you want it. It's available for $3.99 a month. So is this the competition for iHeart? iHeartRadio, is that what this is? More than anything else?
This is more competition for things like Google Play, for mm-hmm. Spotify, for any of the online streaming services. And they launched it in now because the rumor is that Apple has something coming late spring, early summer that will be their music service.
Well, isn't there, though, people don't go, the Apple crowd and the Samsung crowd, or the smartphone versus the iPhone, isn't that a pretty well-established line now? Haven't people pretty much, by their buying decisions, made that decision as to whether to be Apple or to be a non-Apple customer? Isn't it interesting that I'm defining it by using Apple as the definition of what is used? The iPhone user, the Apple product user versus the smartphone user, the Samsung user. Isn't that already pretty well defined? I have an iPad, but that's the only Apple product I have. Everything else is based on the other technology. So isn't that's pretty much, people have made their decisions, haven't they? You see many people changing?
I think for the most part, people have decided which company they want to support, which brand they like the best. But it depends with things like Milk Music. People love to have music on their devices. So this is something else, and Apple doesn't have it yet.
Can you put this on an Apple device?
Milk I doubt music? It.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure, but I can't imagine.
The other thing that I find interesting as I look at the technology of what's around at this point in the year, the power outlets, the fumbling around that many of you, most of us, in fact, we experience the cable fitting perfectly into a device. I just plugged in my phone, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago, and you have to get it in to the object just right, find just that right position for it to plug in. This year, though, these electronic companies are making a push to revolutionize the way you charge your device. There are new releases, for example, a new MacBook. You pronounce it MacBook or MacBook?
MacBook.
MacBook adopts a multi-purpose charging port to Samsung's wireless charging Galaxy S6. The smartphones are now showing you how to power up, getting easier, more innovative. What kind of a smartphone do you have? You got an older phone.
I have an HTC.
Which is what?
I don't know what HTC stands for, but that's the brand, like Samsung. That's the brand. It's an Android phone.
Why did you decide on that one?
Because I liked it the best of the ones that I was looking at. I like the size of it. I feel like the iPhones are getting too big.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to carry something that large around.
I'm looking at a picture comparing the size, the width, if you will, of some of these mobile devices and how they're getting thinner and thinner. If you look at some of them that are a couple of years old, they're fairly thick, and now they're getting thinner and thinner. One just wonders, when you consider that the technology that's in one of these smart devices, whether it's an iPhone, Samsung, whatever it is, there's more technology there than there was on the Apollo spacecraft that flew to the moon.
Yeah.
Incredible. And they spent millions and millions of dollars creating that computer technology to go in the spacecraft. These things, well, they've spent billions of dollars to design these smartphones, but they sell so many of them, that's how they get the price down to, I don't even remember what I paid for mine. What'd you pay for yours?
$100, $300? I got a deal so that so there was no cost. Well, I traded in my old out-of-date phone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So with a two-year contract, the phone was basically free.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
There's been a shift over the past decade from battery technologies also in these machines to the charging experience that creates a more experience-based focus. So I don't know, under the circumstances, the ports, the USB ports, is that what they call it?
Yes.
The new MacBook will become a standard on the new devices because it doesn't run on a fan. Some of these other little machines have fans in them, even if they can give them the size mm-hmm. of them?
Yeah.
Wow. Phew. How much can they fit into these things? Well, somebody's pretty smart. God, that is crazy. Speaking of that, Greg Stebbin, who is our technology reporter, one of the people that we rely on for technology information, here with us in a few moments to discuss this announcement from Apple on the new watch product and what it will mean to you if you're an Apple person or not. That's up next here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 17 before the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See storestaples.com for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have the pleasure of Greg Stebbins' company once again. Yesterday, there were a lot of selling points highlighted by the folks at Apple as they unveiled their new wearable gadget. One expert said, quote, if you don't have to be fumbling around for your phone, that can make a difference. A lot of strong selling points. What did you get out of this, Greg? What do you think the strongest selling point is of a watch that will probably be the number one selling watch in the country?
Well, you know, my first question, and maybe it's because I'm so young, was, what's a watch? Really? What's a watch? What is that thing?
It's a wearable gadget.
It's actually, I would say it's not a watch. It's a screen. It does tell time like a watch, just like an iPhone makes phone calls, but it's not really a phone. I do think there's a place for a watch like this. I actually watched the presentation yesterday, and I wondered, is it too good? Has Apple built something so extraordinary that it has a price tag from $349 to $17,000?
Sure.
And maybe that's too high as an entry point. Maybe not. They're, you know, I know they will sell on the day that they come out because there are so many people with iPhones.
Right,
and many of them
have,
coming out on go into the stores on April 10th. They're available for sale on April 24th.
So a month from today.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
So they will sell. Will it be a runaway hit? I think there's a lot of factors that are going to determine that, and I think a lot of it is up to the people who buy the first ones and the growth of the App Store. If the apps become more and more amazing, I mean, they showed some amazing apps there. If the apps become more and more amazing and you're watching people all around you do amazing things with the flick of their wrist, you're going to finally say, okay, I'll shell out $349.
So it's a separate App Store for the watch then?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And if you begin to walk through your life imagining that every time you needed a piece of information, an action performed, or needed to manipulate a physical object, you would begin to see the possibilities of this watch with, as they said, without ever looking for your phone, fumbling for it, even leaving it across the room or in another part of the house. I mean, literally, you need to open the garage door for someone and you're 1,000 miles away. You need to know what time your flight leaves and you need to know it now. You just want to use your voice to find anything. It is an amazing piece of technology. The question, it's ready and it's beautiful. The question is, are we ready for it?
Are we ready? Yes, we're ready to fall in love with another piece of hardware. These people are great at selling stuff. They really are. I mean, you have to give it to them. I was thinking that they were going to be using the regular Apple stores. Why are you having separate stores for the watch?
Well, I guess you could say it's kind of it's the same store with a separate department, because clearly an app that works on the watch is very different from an app that works on an iPhone and an iPad. An iPhone and iPad apps are generally interchangeable because the devices themselves are very similar. There's already a separate app store for a Mac computer because a computer is very different from an iPhone and an iPad. Hmm. They need to differentiate it that way, but all of these things are going to tie together in more and more ways. You'll be able to control your computer, for instance, from anywhere in the world with the watch. You could actually access, I'm not saying this is possible today, but you'll be able to say to your watch, I need this document, email it to Doug. You'll be somewhere in another part of the world, and your computer will get the file, email it to Doug, and you'll be done.
Huh. When do I expect to get my first one?
Your first watch or your first good? File?
I don't know. That was somebody to give me a watch. Although I did get a beautiful watch for Christmas, so no, I'm not going to worry about it. I'd like to have the first one. I'd like to know the story of the person. It has to be an Apple employee, right? Or they probably don't have to pay for them.
You mean the first people that are... I mean, people are wearing these now. They actually had the supermodel Christy Turlington there, and she talked about wearing the watch during... It was either a marathon or a half marathon. It was kind of weird. I couldn't figure out why her? And there were a lot of things about the presentation that were weird. And I have to say, if I heard one more person say, "It's awesome," or "It's beautiful," I thought I was going to scream.
Greg Stebbin is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine on the Apple announcement yesterday here on Good Day Today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, Jennifer, you ready?
Thank you. I think it was nice.
What in the world's come over you?
Okay, here it is.
This is Chris Isaac from the Nicolas Cage movie Wild at Heart, Wicked Game. The song was number one and the movie was during this week in 1991. So we have that as we get into movie music and movie moments. The story about the Marvel movie marathon coming up. Chuck Curry is here with the movie news. We have our contest, which we'll give you these audio for right now. You'll figure it out. Become qualified for our drawing on the 24th, which is 2 weeks from today, Richie, right?
Yep, 2 weeks from today.
Right around
there.
We'll
give away the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. You get qualified for that if you can identify this movie.
Why have you waived your right to an attorney, Mr. Mill?
Why did you think I wouldn't want one?
I told him you wouldn't want to hide.
I have nothing to hide.
All right, very well-known movie. Sort of put this lady on the map, big star, and so the two of them together played this well. Scary movie. I saw a little bits and pieces of it. I didn't want to see the whole thing. All right, so what is it?
You just gave it away. Thank you.
I did? 888-302-3684. Well, those are the people who aren't good at figuring these things out, Richard. You've got to give everybody a chance. All right, here's the next clip.
No smoking in this building.
What are you going to do? Arrest me. Smoking?
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Her birthday is today. She's 57. That's why we're focused on her. Last clip, Richie.
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill somebody the way I described it in my book.
I'd be announcing myself as the killer. I'm not stupid.
All right, not stupid. Yeah. Got it? Everybody's got that, right? 888-302-3684.
She pretty
got
much
it?
Got it.
This was her career, this movie.
No.
That made her famous. There's no doubt about
famous,
that.
But it's not. She's been in plenty of other stuff. She's maybe not been as good for whatever the reason. So that's... I remember seeing her in King Solomon's Mines. Remember that?
Actually, I believe that was one of her first films. I actually believe one of her very first films.
Schwarzenegger.
Was Police Academy 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the movie news in a moment here. You'll be calling 888-302-3684 if you have the identity of the movie, and then we'll keep chugging along here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol wipe 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get right to the answer for the contest. Here is Andrew calling into Good Day. Hi, Andrew.
How you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Great.
All right, what's the name of this movie?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas, Sharon Stone, 57 today, if you can believe that. All right, so you qualify for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort in Colorado Springs. Hold on for just a second. Get the information about that. Chucker, what do you make of the news that it's going to be a 29-hour Marvel movie marathon at various locations around the country, AMC theaters? I think, is it all at the AMC theaters?
Not at all of them. Select ones. Let's be honest. Would you sit 29 hours to watch superhero movie? I mean, I might watch a couple, but I'm not going to watch. There's no way I'm going to watch 29 hours straight of any movie.
All right, our poll today.
They show the Poseidon Adventure Italian Earth.
Right,
I make an exception there.
Our poll today: which Marvel movie series is your favorite? Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, X-Men, Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, or the Avengers? Give us the poll from your perspective at DougStephan.com. All right, what big story do you have today, Chucker?
Interesting story that broke yesterday. Sony Pictures sort of made an announcement of a shared Ghostbusters universe concept. We're going to have the female Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy starring, heading up the cast, directed by Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids. But they also plan on developing a male Ghostbusters, possibly starring Chatham Tanning and Chris Pratt. They've hired the Russo brothers, the directors of Captain America 2. Very talented guys. I guess the game plan would be to combine the characters in one movie a little bit down the road. So
there it is. Movie news. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.